Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for April 4th through the 10th of 2021. So this week kicks off on Tuesday the 6th with Venus sextiling Mars. This energy is good for creating the balance between self and other. It's good for trying new things and meeting new people if and when possible, and it creates a good vibe and balanced masculine-feminine energy that allows a nice exchange between self and other. This is a good time to be creative, so be cognizant of any ideas that come to you right now, even if you cannot implement them right away. This is a happy, upbeat energy, so if you can be sociable, by all means, get out and mingle. It's possible to attract someone under this influence as well. The best thing to do with this energy is get involved with new and progressive projects and people. It's all very positive. So, sextiles are opportunity. This is the masculine and feminine coming together with ease and grace. That's Tuesday. And then Thursday, the 8th, I have my Venus circle. Last month, we had the outer initiation. This month is the inner initiation. They are kind of related. But what's special about this month is that Kathy Bogano is going to join us and be our storyteller because we are using her book, which is called Wisdom's Daughters, How Women Can Change the World, as our guide for the reclamation side of the Venus cycle. So we're just kicking it off. You all are all welcome to drop in as you feel called, but it is very special to have the author with us. That's gonna be fun. And that's Thursday, April 8th at 9 o'clock Eastern time. It will be recorded, so if you register, you will receive the replay. Then on Friday the 9th, Mars is gonna square off with Neptune. Now this one can be annoying to say the least. Basically, you may be confronted with challenges which are a direct result of earlier choices. These are the kind of choices you eventually realized were wrong and hoped the consequences would somehow pass you by. Not. You may feel very discouraged, possibly depressed, and be filled with fear and doubt. The key to getting through this energy is to take a step back, reflect on your choices and what led you to this point, and, as objectively as possible, evaluate what went wrong. The tendency with this energy is to want to give up completely on a path you've chosen when all that is probably necessary is a little tweaking. Try to identify the aspect that is causing the conflict. If you don't feel that you can be objective enough or that you struggle with identifying this aspect, enlist two other people to give you their opinion and then follow your gut instinct on the direction to take from there. The other temptation with this energy is to be deceptive, either to yourself or others. Either way, don't give in. It will only come back to bite you later. Your physical energy is likely to be low as well. Don't force yourself to do anything you are truly not feeling right now. Instead, meditate on what action may be necessary when your energy returns. Be still. Avoid confrontations with others as it is just the energy pushing you out of comfort zone into new territory. This is a test of sorts, and the best way to deal with it is to face your fears and clarify your desires. Face your fears and clarify your desires. My personal two cents about these two planets, Mars and Neptune, in a difficult angle is to reflect on what actions have been taken and not worked, you know, that you've taken toward the fulfillment of your dreams and start your tweaking there. So here's the thing. Mars is our actions and choices and decisions and our sacred masculine, the part of us that negotiates on our own behalf, gets our ideas in the world, and holds good boundaries. Neptune dissolves all that. And so it makes it very challenging to be clear about what they are. But what it is probably good for is dreaming and visioning and allowing your imagination some free flow. Taking your action in a different direction, in a more artistic direction, let's say, and see where that leads, because that might unlock something that trying to be practical and logical in the moment, you know, isn't working either. So what do you have to lose, right? Then on Saturday, we have the last two activations on the same day, Saturday the 10th. Mercury is going to sextile Saturn and Venus is going to sextile Jupiter. Both of these are very positive, and this is a great week with our sextiles. Lots of opportunities if we can navigate that one challenge. So when Mercury sextiles Saturn, the energy is good for being able to objectively see what needs to be changed, fixed, or stabilized in your life or environment. So see how this one can counterbalance any confusion or blurred boundaries and things that the Mars-Neptune one might be bringing up. One expression of this energy is a tendency toward depression or apathy, But a better expression would be facing what needs to be done and following through on what you have begun. You may feel the need to organize things at home or work, or perhaps take a class or workshop of some sort that will help you attain your current goals. Either way, be focused but not too serious. Balance in all things. It's when you focus on the lack and limitation that you feel overwhelmed and sometimes helpless. That's not the point of this energy. It's just time to take any rose-colored glasses off, do some serious thinking, tend to the details, take stock, assess the value of your ideas, and make changes accordingly. So, deep breath. Then, when Venus sextiles Jupiter, this is the two benefactors coming together to bring blessings in the higher vibration and an expanded vision of your relationships and finances department. We know that's Venus's area. This energy expands your relationships, personal or professional, allowing you to gain traction in expressing the highest vibration that's possible for that connection. In personal relationships, things are sociable, light, and fun. In professional or public relationships, things can go more smoothly as folks are more relaxed and easygoing, upbeat, and open to exchanging ideas and concepts. This energy activates our innate optimism and natural positive thinking, so it's a good time to look into expanding your knowledge base in some way that makes you more valuable to the team. You'll have that connection to your instincts and confidence with others that is a winning combination. Deep breath. So, on a deeper level, it's Venus, your values and priorities, and Jupiter, your belief system and philosophy of life. So, we're bringing those things together and evolving in a certain way, expanding our consciousness to embody and express more love and beauty. So, a pretty good week, but I will say it's leading to the Aries new moon, and each week of the month is going to probably incrementally get more and more intense. So this is your heads up. We've got to navigate Aries Taurus now. We're getting into the body. We're moving into what is happening in the real present moment on the ground. So let's not be mad about it. Let's just honor the season for what it's good for, which is getting back in your body and your environment and making these connections so that you can be as grounded as possible. Then the exchanges that you magnetize or have to go through will be of a higher vibration, right? That's the idea. So reach out if you need to. Like I said, we just had the Venus open house, so the reading and custom guide are still valid. I will probably offer them all the way up to fall equinox before we'll be closing out this cycle and that book will no longer be relevant. And I'll be making a new one in January. So if you're looking to understand Venus a little better in your chart, it has been reduced and the links are on the website on the Venus Circle page, or you can email me directly with any questions. Or if you just want to know where you're at in your own personal cycles, the Astro Tarot reading is really good for checking in with your own cycles and getting a little tarot reading with guidance for now. Other than that, I do have the seasonal readings that come in PDF, MP3, or appointment with me, and the goddess readings, which are picking up a little bit. People are really showing an interest in that. The goddess videos on my Karmic Tools YouTube channel are by far getting the most hits. So I thank you for that. And if you've missed them, please go check them out because they're pretty fun. I'm going to do some more real soon. I'm working on the new list of goddesses to play with. So just reach out if you need to. And have a fantastic week. Thank you so much for being part of my community and thank you for listening. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.